Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Deuteronomy 18, verses 15 to 18, where Moses spoke the word of God. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own brothers. You must listen to him. For this is what you asked of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly when you said, Let us not hear the voice of the Lord our God, nor see this great fire any more, or we will die. The Lord said to me, What they say is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers. I will put my words in his mouth, and he will tell them everything I command him. God's people, Israel, were about to enter the land that God had promised them. It was a fertile land, flowing with milk and honey, as the scriptures say. It was also a heathen land, flowing with all sorts of false teachers who were promoting false ideas about who God really is. So as the Israelites entered their new homeland, how would they discern the true things about God from the false things? God's answer, prophets. God promised to raise up prophets from among their own people. He would put his words into their mouths. Those prophets would tell the people everything God commanded them. This is how God would make sure his people knew the truth about him. All the people had to do was listen to the prophets, and they would know everything they needed to know about God. This promise, which God delivered through his prophet Moses, was fulfilled through the coming of the Old Testament prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Hosea, and Joel. These men spoke what God told them to speak, and through them, God's people heard everything they needed to know about God. But the ultimate fulfillment of this promise came through Jesus Christ. He was the prophet who was raised up from among the Israelites. He was the prophet who told not just the Israelites, but the entire world, everything we need to know about God. In the person and work of Jesus Christ, the truth of God is revealed to us. To know who God truly is, listen to what Jesus says about himself in God's Word. Listen to who he is and what he has done. He is the one true God made flesh. He came into our world to live, die, and rise, to win for us the forgiveness of our sins and life with God forever in heaven. In the person and work of Jesus Christ, God reveals himself to us as the God of love, mercy, and grace. In the person and work of Jesus Christ, we know everything we need to know about who God is and about how he has rescued us from our sins. What, then, should our response to this be? God's Word puts it so simply, listen to him. Lord Jesus Christ, everything we need to know about God and about how we are saved is revealed to us through your Word. Give us hearts that are always ready to listen to you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.